Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's Mark Cox Morning Show. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. Congressman from Missouri's 7th Congressional District in our Capitol Beat, Representative Eric Burleson. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be on.
I wanted to read a headline from Politico, just because, to get things started. It says, Democrats are barreling towards a shutdown with no clear plan to get out. I was also looking at some other headlines when it came to this. Part of the headlines, it's like the Democrats' plan is, hey, we'll get along with you Republicans as long as you present a budget that looks exactly like ours. That's the only way we'll play ball, which is not a good negotiation strategy. So what's going on? Are we headed towards a shutdown in the federal government?
I don't know. I mean, when Chuck Schumer says that he doesn't, that, you know, puts out a memo or a statement saying that he won't support a clean, you know, short-term CR, then that's the very thing that we ought to send him. They're going to have a hard time dealing with this. And if we present something that's clean, there's no plus-ups, there's no earmarks. The only thing that is plussed up is security, increased security after the Charlie Kirk assassination on elected officials. But outside of that, it is about the best chance that we have to keep spending under control and to keep the government open. And so I hate CRs, but this is I will always take the path that gets us to the point where we're spending the least amount of money. And I think that this is the path. And if Chuck Schumer wants to shut the government down, they're going to have to see Russ vote take over from there, because that really empowers Russ vote to make the cuts that I think will be painful to the Democrats.
Congressman, what are the biggest differences between your two bills? I know Schumer wants more money for illegal health care. What other are some of the big holdups that they're wanting to add to this spending bill in this budget?
They want to undo Trump's DOGE cuts. They want to undo basically all of the savings reductions that we've identified before, including the savings that we got in the One Big Beautiful Bill, and so they want to undo all of that, which is just absurd. They just need to be reminded you didn't win, you don't have the majority. We have the majority, and if you want to take your ball and go home, that's fine. But the whole country is going to see you for what you are, which is obstructionist and wanting the place to burn down. So it will be the Schumer shutdown if he doesn't give in.
Any defectors on the Republican side, on the Senate side, that you would foresee that would keep us from getting that bill passed?
I think Rand Paul and typically
Massey.
Has a hard time. Mm-hmm. Massey, but I don't, but I'm, don't know, and I wouldn't put words in their mouths.
Okay.
Yep. Can I play a clip for you and get some of your thoughts on it? This is when it comes to tariffs and what we do with that money. Ethan, if you can play clip number one for the representative.
So you talk about the hundreds of billions of dollars that have come in because of the tariffs. Would you consider Where's that money going to go? Would you consider giving it back to taxpayers while they wait for some of the things that you just talked about to kick in? Is that an option?
Politically, that's a nice thing to do, but you can do that and you can also pay down debt because we're talking about very big numbers.
So which do you like better?
Both, maybe. I mean, I could see both. I could giving something back because, look, these people have been forced to suffer for years by being ripped off by other countries, including China and, frankly, including the European Union.
All right. So that was President Trump. What we do with this tariff money? What do you think we should do with it, Representative Burleson?
Yeah, I think that we should pay down debt. We spend way too much. And if we just took that money and wrote checks, I think that we would exacerbate the problem that we have, which is we have a inflationary economy, and inflation is caused by us spending more than we bring in. So this would only drive up your mortgage rates would go up, interest rates would go up, and inflation would continue to go up. So I think that right now with the economy the way it is, we've got to get spending under control.
And we've seen the effects of what these stimulus checks have done in very recent memory. We don't have to go back very far, 21, 22, 23, when the stimulus was pumped into the economy. As you said, it had an adverse effect to the economy. Why would the president continue to entertain that thought? I mean, we need to get the debt down, and I don't think he's going to get a whole lot of allies on the Republican side, would you think, to go along with another stimulus?
He might. I think that it's a noble thing to want to give the money back to the taxpayer. That's much better than having us spend it. I just I think that if we can keep our spending under control, what I don't want to see happen is for us to take that money and plus up spending because we are bringing in tariff revenue. That's a really bad recipe. So I like Trump's plan. I prefer. My first preference is pay down the debt. And then I would kind of somewhat agree with him that if you're not going to do that, it's much better to give it back to the taxpayers than it would be to plus up spending.
Yeah. Can't we just be responsible for once, like for one time in my life? Can we be responsible when it comes to our money? That's what I plead for our lawmakers, please, just once in my life, can you show us you can be responsible?
Ryan, how dare you even think like that?
I have been fighting for a balanced budget amendment before I even got up here. And I have been fighting with the leadership to have even a vote on the balanced budget amendment. And I think that, when it came to the One Big Beautiful Bill, we were criticized. I say we, the fiscal hawks, were criticized for demanding spending reduction and fiscal sanity when it came to that bill. And I'm proud to say, I mean, while we were, a little bit of a fly in the ointment, we pushed the moderates in our party to be able to actually get spending reductions for the first time in a long time. And so it's not enough to save the country, but it was a huge start, and it's the biggest spending reduction in the history of the United States. So, now we've created that muscle memory. Hopefully we can continue that.
News today on Fox News that AOC is stepping up her campaign for the 2028 presidential run, which I just hope and pray that she could become the nominee. That would be too awesome for a slam dunk victory for the Republicans. But can you kind of tell me how so many of these Democratic lawmakers have become multimillionaires in a very short window of time? I don't think you have gotten $20 million in your bank account, have you, since you started, Eric?
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
How has this happened?
My wife reminds me all the time that we make, she's like, because I was an investment advisor. I made more money before I was in Congress, and my wife reminds me of that all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Can you walk us through that? Because if she's serious, she's going to need millions. Well, they reported she does have millions. And yeah, I'm like, where did this come from? She was a waitress 8 years ago.
I don't have a clue how she has accumulated that much money.
She's not alone, though. Where are these millions coming?
Trading stuff.
Yeah, where do they come from?
What we really need to have happen is we need to have insider trading is illegal, no matter who you are. And including a member of Congress. And if it's just that we're not sending these to be investigated. And so the Department of Justice needs to be investigating these members for insider trading.
But it can't all be coming from trading because you got to have money to make money in the market. Where are these millions showing up in their bank accounts that is reportable because it's showing up on wealth reports? How does a woman accumulate $20 million in 7 years in Congress?
I don't. Has she written any books? That's one way that members can make a little bit of money outside. I don't know.
They can pass money through the brokerage houses and say she sold millions of copies, I guess, even if she didn't.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe that. You know, who knows what? But we did find that the Democratic Party, especially with USAID. They were really, giving that money. They were dumping that money, billions and billions of dollars, into brand new nonprofit startups that were started up by former staffers, right? So, the party is notorious for moving money to their friends. I'm sure that somehow it comes back.
Wow.
Well, there's a certainty that there's going to be, another busy news week, and there's always something going on. We appreciate the time that you spend with us here answering some of our questions. We know that it's important that we discuss these things with our representatives, so we truly do appreciate it, Representative Burleson.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.